Episode 11, Head, Eyes, Liver, and Retirement, a recap. This week, I want to do a bit of a recap to bring you up to date with where I am now, to share your comments and suggestions, and to reflect on what I'm feeling. First of all, a liver update. I have an appointment to see a liver specialist the end of May. This is the one that I scheduled last fall. As far as my efforts to be seen sooner by other medical facilities, OHSU still hasn't gotten back to me. But I do have an appointment at the University of Iowa, and so I wait. So what's my mindset around this? I've decided to act as if what's going on with my liver is hereditary, to continue to eat good food, hang out with my friends, and to get some exercise. My eyes are almost 100% recovered. Take a look at my blog if you want to see before and after photos. So now let's talk about my husband's upcoming retirement. When my husband submitted his letter of resignation last week, news spread to the executive team, and one of them stopped by his desk to ask if he'd won the lottery. Oregon hasn't had a Powerball jackpot winner since 2018, I think. But at $1.3 billion, that ticket was sold in Northeast Portland, and everybody knew about it. At that point, the winner was still a mystery. My husband laughed and said he hadn't won the lottery, even if it feels like he had. This reminds me that one of the ways that I'm figuring out what I want to do next is to pretend that I actually have won the lottery. What would my life look like if I had? How would I spend my time? And how many of those things can I incorporate right now? One question we're hearing on repeat since we've announced Corey's retirement is, what will he do in retirement? Which has me thinking that no matter what it looks like, his retirement won't look like my grandpa Paul's did back in the day. Every week when we visited him, my grandpa would be parked in front of the TV, and that's where he stayed. He'd turn up his hearing aid or turn it down, but mostly that's just where he was. Looking back, what retirement meant for a lot of people was not only not working, but not doing much of anything. I asked my husband about this and what he remembered, and he responded, and I quote, "It was a lot more about doing nothing than something." I guess there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you actually want, but I can't imagine that's what my husband wants. I think it's too early for him to answer at this point, but I'm pretty sure it won't be that. He's already decided that for him, luxury is having time freedom. Next, I wanted to share some of the feedback that I've received on the podcast. When I first dropped the podcast, it was a bit of a soft launch. Okay, a very, very, very soft launch. I didn't tell anyone. And I kind of hoped no one would find out because that made it easier for me to keep going when I was still figuring out what I was doing. But one of my favorite people found out anyway, and after listening to the first episode said, "I think this will resonate with a lot of people." And by a lot of people, I mean me. The TikTok community, as expected, has rallied around me. Here are some of the comments. "You're a connector. You're an explorer. Remain curious and open to the possibilities of change. You've got this. Such a good point. The in-between is tough. I've been there several times in my life. Keep going. The messy middle, so good, and I'm with you." Someone suggested my Act 4 is starting a political consulting company with my favorite policy wonk. I've thought about that. I'll keep thinking about that, actually. Another friend wrote, "I found your podcast yesterday. I have listened to it twice. So much of it resonates with me. I think you might be my new therapist." One of the best surprises was to see a comment from my friend, Susan Clark. Here's what she said. "What a thrill to hear you mention my name in your podcast. It's a testament to your success patterns that we created and have maintained a friendship for so many years after only 3 days together. How often does that happen? You are such a magnetic force, and I can hardly wait to see where you choose to manifest greatness next. By the way, my current path is, quote, to lead an easy button life full of meaning and purpose, end quote. Feel free to try that one on and see where it takes you. I think I will, Susan. So how am I feeling 3 months into this venture? I think it can best be described by me telling you about my day on Saturday, because it was a summary of what I'm trying to do this year. Show up with an open heart and see what happens. So my husband and I decided Friday evening that we were going to drive to the coast and spend the entire day there on Saturday. It's about an hour and a half drive, easy peasy. We normally stop for an easy hike along the way or on the way back, walk on the beach when we get there, stop for lunch, and then drive home. So that was the loose plan. Saturday morning, I glanced at my phone as my husband was getting out of the shower and happened to see a text from a political campaign that I'm supporting asking if we'd like to be extras in a video they were shooting in Oregon City. I looked at the clock and saw we had just enough time to get there by 9 a.m. And so we went, and we had a blast. Oregon City wasn't exactly on the way to the coast. So we asked ourselves, do we still want to go to the coast? Turns out we did. What else do we want to do? Eat at Word of Mouth Bistro in Salem, because it's delicious. And so we did. Then we realized that some of our dear friends, whom we haven't seen for several years, lived in this direct path, this new direct path to the coast. So we stopped and visited them for an hour before heading to the coast. There's nothing quite like the ocean to give me perspective of my place in the world. And there's something also calming and energizing about it. It really is my happy place. Driving home in our Prius, we made another discovery. We decided we're no longer up for a cross-country drive to the Midwest, like we'd been talking about. A round-trip visit to the coast, including detours, was about our limit, and we're fine with that. Thank goodness we figured that out before hopping in the car and heading east. I feel like Saturday was the first real test of a whole day of opening myself to the day's possibilities and saying yes to the things that excited me. And it felt great. Also a little uncomfortable, but that's only because I'm accustomed to plans and schedules. I was recently reminded that back in the day when I needed to refresh my wardrobe, I'd schedule some time with Miranda, a young stylist at Nordstrom. I'd arrive to find an entire changing room filled with clothes, most of which I would not have pulled for myself in 1,000 years. But I knew Miranda had great taste, and she understood who I was and how I wanted to present myself in the world. So I was open to the possibility that what she pulled for me could be better than I could imagine. And I got to tell you, it always was. So I've decided to approach the next 3 months with the mindset of visiting Miranda at Nordstrom, that what I encounter and experience is going to be so much better than what I could even think to ask for. Thank you for listening again this week. Next week, I'd like to introduce you to my board, or the idea of my board, or as Michelle Obama puts it, my kitchen table. I hope you'll join me.